God bless you, dear family, and may the presence of the Lord strengthen and encourage us to continue forward each day doing His will. Amen. Last night I sent an email to a high-profile preacher asking him to pray and ask the Lord if He is the one to help us through this situation, that men are trying to take away this property. This morning, after I finally woke up, I felt a new love and a song in my heart, and all I wanted to do was sing. My throat was dry and definitely out of shape, but it didn't matter to me. I just wanted to love on you, Jesus. So I did, and you asked me to put the music away, and here I am, sweet Jesus. Thank you for inviting me. Claire, I long to cuddle and strengthen you with my grace. I know how your heart is hurting, but I am pleased with your faith. I will never leave or forsake you, so get that settled in your mind. I am not a man that I should lie. I am the one who formed you in your mother's womb. I am also the one who has given you wisdom to learn from your mistakes, so you could help others. Yet it goes deeper than that. I am forming your heart, your mind, and your intellect to understand my children who desperately need guidance. And this is why I gave you music and the gift of teaching. And I am making plans to help you function in those gifts more and more. I know your heart is crushed, but do not allow it to turn into self-pity. These lessons are hard, but they must be to accomplish all I want to do in your soul, my sweet love. I just want to cry, Lord. I know, beloved, and how do you think I feel? I too have put my heart into the refuge, and I will not allow evil men to steal it away from me, and especially from those who have labored to make it what it is today. Help is on the way. And as I watched the wind swaying a pristine white aspen, I heard him say to me, "And it will not be taken from you or the ones I have called here." My heart is heavy, my Claire. Time is short. Truly, I do not know the day or hour, but it certainly is the season, and things are building to a climax. That will play a part in how things go here as well. I know you do not wish for the world to be plunged deeper into the wicked darkness of the enemy, with all his wrath focused on you and other Christians who have held to the course and suffered many losses. Thank you for remembering how it all ends down here. Oh, Jesus, you are so precious to me. I just want to rock you in my arms and kiss your brow. We are snuggled up in your heart, never more to be apart, beloved. And that was the end of his message. We love you, dear heart dwellers, and we are praying for you.